Crazy part is apparently the producer Quincy Jones told Michael Jackson's like, we got to shorten the intro. You know, we got to get right to the song. And Michael Jackson said that this is the jelly that made him want to dance. Mm. It is a good intro.
It's a great song.
It's right here. Bam, bam. Sorry.
Crotch grab.
All right, next one. This is the third of the three songs that will hook you from the first note from the 80s. And I agree with this one as well.
Oh.
Danny?
Van Halen.
A ballsy move from the band because they were known for being the band with the great guitarist, Eddie Van Halen. And what does this song start off with?
Keys.
Synth, baby.
I would love it if it was like a keytar.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Bring back the keytar.
Nothing is cooler than a man holding a guitar that is actually a keyboard.
Can you imagine just being so excited to hear the new Van Halen and then you hear that intro, though, and you're like, what is this? But then it ended up going on to be one of their biggest hits.
But like, I was like a little kid. I was like 10 or something like that, maybe even younger than that when I first heard that. And I thought it was the coolest freaking song ever. So I was like in love with it from the get-go, but I wasn't a big Van Halen fan. That might have been the song that actually hooked me into becoming a Van Halen song.
It's a great choice.
Song, Van Halen fan. All right, so I asked you guys to pick a song that you believe would be a song that's great from the first note. And this was Danny's pick, which I believe is very on brand. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's raw guitar.
I mean, this intro can summon an entire generation.
I know, it really can.
This is one of those songs where the moment they start that opening riff, if you're at their concert, the entire place is going to lose their collective S.
Ah, so good.
It's all right to tell me. Damn it, Blink 182. On brand for Danny.
Yes.
Next up. T-Dog.
Okay.
Right? Like, do you listen to anything else?
Yes, but also, I kind of wanted to stick with the theme of 80s, and Moving Pictures came out in 1981, but not only is that a ridiculous opening note, that's the opener of the album. That's how the album starts.
First impression.
It's like twofold.
So I was like, all right, I don't want to be on brand. I'm not going with Pearl Jam, which would be the easy one. I was even thinking Metallica, For Whom the Bell Tolls, but I went with a different song. And it's a little bit of a journey, so come along with me if you don't mind.
Let's go.
And actually, it makes me think of Van Halen because it features a member of Van Halen.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, I swear to God, if you play Creed, I'm going to throw something at you.
I promise you it's not Creed. This song is so freaking great, but the intro, it starts off with David Lee Roth having a conversation with a guitar.
What? Well, let me roll up onto the sidewalk and take a look.
Yes. I think I know it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. Talking about a
Yankee Rose, baby. The guitar's laughing. How much drugs do you think he was on when he decided to write a song where he's having a full-on conversation with the guitar?
All of the drugs.
This song just makes me want to speed.
Yeah.
And I think this song made David Lee Roth want to do speed.
Probably.
I mean, props to him. He goes from Eddie Van Halen to freaking Steve Vai.
That's big time.
Two of the three members of the show are losing their mind right now. I'll let you guess which the third one is.
The third one is annoyed.
Yes. Yeah. Would you rather listen to this or Creed?
This, 100%.
Turn it up.
The Daily Mix Show.